Hi, Robert. What's on your mind?
Yes, enjoy the show. Thank you for your help. I caught the last tail end of that last conversation there. You were talking to a gentleman about testosterone a little bit. That might be related to what I'm calling on. I'm 72 years old, and I have a low testosterone, but at the same time, I'm trying to keep my PSA levels low on my for my prostate. But I'm frustrated because I feel like I need to have something like more testosterone to gain strength and energy and muscle and all that. And I've read where it doesn't affect your prostate, and then others say it does. And my doctor hasn't said yes or no.
Okay.
So would it be good to – what could I do to help build muscle? I don't know. I've seen products that are supposed to help your own supplements that help your body create its own testosterone, but I don't know if that's good to do or not.
Well, here's the thing. When we're past 73 in today's world, and today's world does make a difference, sir, because yes. If I were answering the same question in 1920, I'd be saying, well, gee, increasing your own testosterone or taking some from the outside, you don't need it. I'm not kidding, sir. Testosterone levels have really declined since the last century, and it's mostly because of environmental pollution messing things up. And not only is it pesticides and herbicides, but it's stuff such as lead that was in the gasoline until 1986. And you and I are old enough to have inhaled lead from gasoline fumes.
That's interesting. I didn't all that research. I was wondering what had been the cause of that over the years, but you kind of touched on all that right off the bat there. Wow.
There you go. And all besides lead, there's also cadmium. They're well known. They put a stopper on testosterone production. So getting back to you, sir, and muscle. Now, there's a detour around all that, around the testosterone, if you care for a detour, that goes straight to muscle. Researchers just about 5 years ago now published a paper that showed that a hormone that comes from our pituitary glands called oxytocin, and that's the one that we usually hear about, when a woman has a baby, her body puts out a whole ton of oxytocin because that helps cut down on the pain. Yes, it is a pain reliever. But it's also, if you go online, oh my goodness, everybody's talking about oxytocin as a love hormone. It helps with bonding. It helps sex be better, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And yes, in some people it does, but here's what the researchers found, sir. Let's get to that. They found that the oxytocin stimulates muscle cells, stem cells, and causes the new formation of new muscle cell. No kidding. So it actually is a muscle maintenance hormone. Really? There's solid research on that. The researchers figured out all the molecular pathways that it works and everything, and I don't remember them, but the researchers got them right, I'm sure. And so oxytocin... Nobody ever, ever worried about getting cancer or anything else bad from oxytocin. If oxytocin were going to be bad for us, my goodness, that whole flood that comes out at childbirth might hurt the mom or the baby, and they never get hurt. So you might check with your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about getting some oxytocin and trying that and seeing what you think it does for your muscle tone, sir, because that's something I recommend, by the way, to both men and women because it's not gender specific, but I do recommend it to women more because women have more trouble with declining muscle than men do because women have by nature less testosterone than men do. And some of those ladies have told me.
Oxytocin, is that a hormone or what is it?
Yes, sir. It's a hormone from the pituitary gland, but it's a very safe one. No one need worry about it, which is why I cannot understand why you can only get it on prescription here in these United States. Something that's safe and not dangerous should be available over the counter. But, you know, we've got these people who think they know everything and they think it must be on prescription, which is dumb, dumb, dumb. But what can I say?
Okay.
Well, once you get your doctor to prescribe it, you can use it.
Okay. And is that, if I went to your clinic, is that something that you guys could check and see whether it'd be sensible for me to use or not?
Yes. There's a couple things you can do. the laboratory that we work with runs tests to see where a person's oxytocin is. Now, the other thing a person can do is just use this stuff. Why? Because remember, it's harmless. Nobody ever OD'd and got hurt with this stuff.
Right.
So if you don't want to pay for a test, you can just talk to the doctor about giving you a prescription. And yes, you do have to get a prescription by somebody's law. But anyway, you can get a prescription from the compounding pharmacy and try that for a while. By the way, it does take 3 or 4 months to notice if it's slowed any decline in the muscle. But if it does, then you just stick with it. And by the way, it usually does.
Oh, okay. Very good. And other than that, I know logically, I go to the gym now and then, and it tells me to, you know, do weight bearing exercise, and that will create muscle. But I do that, and I don't seem to create it. So that oxytocin might help that begin
it
to form,
might,
even
and,
though I'm doing them the weight bearing things, huh?
The other two things, yes, sir, it might. But the other two things to keep in mind are, hey, I'm 73. And according to research done at the Mayo Clinic, no less, by Dr. Van Zandt, what she reported is after stomach testing 3,400 individuals aged 25 to 60, she reported that by the time we all get to be 60, sir, half of us, our stomach acid has declined anywhere from a little bit to a lot. It's kind of like the hormones declining with time. The stomach's ability to make acid declines with time. By 60, 50% of people have a decline, according to research on 3,400 people from the Mayo Clinic, no less. Now, the difference that makes to muscle, sir, is that without that hydrochloric acid and the pepsin that accompanies it, we cannot digest proteins optimally. We can digest them somewhat, but we can't digest them optimally. Now, what is muscle made out of? Amino acids. And where do amino acids come from? Amino acids come from protein. Fully digested protein is just a whole bunch of amino acids. So another thing you might check with the whatever doctor you wish to see who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine is you might get your stomach acid checked, sir, and see if it is still in the optimal range, which is 73. It's even less likely than at age 60. And if it's not, what the test tells you is two things. One, do you have a decline in stomach acid? Two, by how much? And that allows the doctor to tell you, well, this number of hydrochloric acid in pepsin capsules, which you can obtain over the counter in your local natural food store, compounding pharmacy, Tome dispensary, etc., how many should you take with every meal so that you'll make sure to optimally digest your protein so you get the amino acids to build muscles with, sir?
Oh, that is very interesting. You know, that might have a bearing on, I've noticed in the last couple years or whatever, too, again, having to do with my age, I was telling my wife, when I eat, meat, I don't eat much red meat, but I eat a lot of chicken, probably more because it's more affordable. Anyway, even chicken or, say, turkey burgers or meat, say I have a vegetable patty or something like that, I noticed that it's harder for me to digest it than it used to be.
There you go. There you go, sir. That's a prototypical symptom.
I get rumblings in my stomach, and even to the point where I tell my wife, I don't want to eat meat at night. I'll have it at lunch because it seems to take longer to digest.
There you are. If I were you, sir, I would get on down and get your stomach checked, and that way you'll get more amino acids, you can build better muscles, and you can get a prescription for oxytocin. Sounds like you got a plan here, sir.
Yeah, well, that's very good. And now your clinic is it just the one clinic? I haven't kept up on whether or not you have more than one or not.
Well, we did, but they weren't working out, so we're just in Tukwila right now.
Okay, so Tukwila Clinic. That's not too far from the south of the mall over in that area in Renton.
Oh, just across the freeway from the mall, sir, and it's called Tahoma Clinic.
Okay, I appreciate that feedback. You've kind of enlightened me there. I'm going to look into that.
Please
get that stomach acid check, too.
Well, you came through with just... You're welcome, sir.